Hello, everyone. We're back after just a bit of a break. Mr. Candlin, I see that you peeked in, and we were just taking a break because we were a few minutes ahead of schedule. But I appreciate you being here promptly, and we're going to reconvene. It's now 10:13 a.m. And we're going to hear from Sharon Bennett about how things are going from the Doppel standpoint on compliance, and then Ms. Sabrina Martinez is going to do the interview with you, and then we'll open it up to the board. Okay?
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, sir.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. Well, an update on Philip Canland. Last met with the board December 2024. Compliance, myself, met with Philip by a video call to discuss probation and requirements. This is a five-year probation. Tentative end date would be February 2029. Recent email to compliance from Philip, he communicated that he has been denied the Idaho license application. He also stated that he'd been trying to gain licensure in other states, but they were also denying him, or he was having a hard time getting those accepted. Philip also mentioned that he was finally starting to meet a therapist and asked for the MOU to have the therapist complete this report. We're waiting on that to be submitted. I think Philip might have a question on the why behind that. As in regards to employment, continues to own his own practice, Brightside Counseling, direct supervision, Dr. Debbie Gilmore, LMFT. Meets with Philip two times a month. This is a contracted supervisor. Compliance would like to see more detail in the supervisor reporting. Requirements of supervisors to sit in on a videotape or audio tape at least two clinical sessions per month. Review 20% of Philip's current patient files while also addressing issues about confidentiality, boundary violations, dual relationships, etc. And then you can see there is a court update on there. The motion today requesting is compliance. And I know yesterday, a little side note, Philip did reach out yesterday in regards to, is there a way that he could have his supervisor amended to meet with him less time due to financial situation? I did communicate to him that we need him to stay with the requirement that is stipulated in his order. That's my
answer. Okay. Good morning, Philip. Thank you for being here. I'm Sabrina Martinez, and I'm going to be conducting your interview. And I just, before we start, want to say that I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that it looks like recovering from your recent medical concern. And just want to let you know that we're glad you're here today with us.
Thank you.
Can you let me know? I know that you're in private practice with the Brightside Counseling. Can you tell us how much you are working right now and how many clients you have?
How much what I have right now?
How much you're working right now and how many clients you're seeing?
Current caseload is probably, I think, about 10 clients a week.
Okay, and you are meeting with your supervisor as indicated in your order, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is she reviewing those two clinical sessions per month? And is she reviewing 20%? Is she sitting in on the videotape, and is she reviewing at least two clinical sessions per month?
Yeah, I know we do typically like one video session each time we meet, review it, and then talk about the clients. So, I feel we're definitely in compliance with the two videos and 20%.
Okay, perfect. And when she's doing her reports, can you ask her, because we're relying on you to communicate what your orders stipulate, to make sure that she is documenting that is happening as well? That would be helpful for us.
Yeah, I know with my communication and supervision with her, she stated that she has. I know Sharon has said I think there's been some like technical issues with like her reports seeming like they get cut off, or you know, only half of it gets submitted, or something like that. And I don't know if that's just been kind of a technical glitch in the forms or something, or space that's allowed. But from my understanding and communication with her, she's been documenting and stating all that.
Okay. Any issues that she's having, we just want to make sure that it's coming through, because we can only see what we can see, so we just need to make sure that it's clear.
Right? Okay. Yeah, I know Sharon brought that up to me when I met with her, I don't know what it was, a month or two ago, and I communicated that to Debbie. So I don't know. I think there's probably only been one report since then. I think that was probably in September, if I remember right. So I don't know if that's been corrected.
She did, and on the September report, because of your medical concern, there wasn't a lot to report on there, because it looks like you guys didn't meet as frequently. Because you weren't working, so that makes sense. But just moving forward,
so I did communicate with his supervisor, and also she's set up now on Spectrum.
Okay.
So her reports, she will have, you know, she'll be able to just leave notes all the way down now.
Perfect.
So from here on out, we should be able to have good, clear.
Okay. Report. Excellent. Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So my understanding has not been that she hasn't done it. It's been some either program error or technical error or something that's kind of cut those reports off. And obviously then you only still get them, but you know, the half of them, but doesn't feel like it's, you know, not her filling all that out, because she's very thorough in everything, but that it's just been more kind of a technical issue of only getting half of it, or whatever it technically is.
No, it is there. We can see it. We were able to see it. So there's a way that we can tap on it and pull it out. And it's just the way that the format was working. So
okay.
From here on out, this won't be an issue. Just from here on out, you'll just be on the Spectrum with your supervisors. So.
Perfect. Okay. Glad to hear that. Can you tell us, since it's almost been a full year since we saw you last, what have you learned in this past year, and what are some accomplishments or insights that you would like to share with us?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I know having a suspension on my license really sucks. It's been extremely difficult making ends meet, not being able to take insurance companies or get credentialed in other states. So I know it's been an extreme financial hardship the past year and a half because of that. With supervisor, we've gone over a lot of, you know, how to address kind of deeper issues, kind of resulting, and with counseling and therapy, of being able to start to address some of the deeper issues that led to the incident, how to handle those, how to you know, prevent them from happening in the first place, being compliant and open with her about any possible situations that could lead to a similar situation, and just learning, you know, how to address and keep those professional boundaries and relationships.
Okay. Excellent. And with your new charge, is there anything that you are changing in terms of your therapy or your self-care, or is there anything that you're changing as a result from that reckless driving charge?
As far, I No, I feel just kind of addressing more kind of the rooted issues in therapy with therapists and friends and wife on how to some more of the self-care, but just more how to kind of do some more meditation, how to calm self, how to reframe situations and look at them differently to just bring kind of more peace, calm, realization to the situation that, hey, you know what, it's not that big of a deal. It's all right. Everything's okay. And calm and, you know, taking an extra, you know, 30 seconds to get somewhere isn't going to make a difference. It's how to kind of have a more calm and peaceful perspective and mindset.
Well, that sounds like a lot that you're really working on emotion regulation and how to just stay present, even though that fight or flight wants to jump to 1,000. You're really working on staying grounded and creating safety in the body. So that's huge. That's huge. Yes. So thank you for being
a lot, you know, and kind of just some meditations to do, you know, before even driving anywhere. But, you know, how to kind of just listen to some calmer music, reframe the situation, and look at it differently, and just kind of, yeah, be more calm and present and look at it differently.
Okay, great. Thank you for being so open and sharing. And I do think it is really important, and I am really glad to hear that you are looking at those deeper rooted issues as they come up, both in therapy and supervision, and using that as a way to move forward and to keep growing. And I also hear how difficult and challenging being on probation has been. And my hope is that you'll continue to grow and really use this as an opportunity to keep growing personally and professionally. I'm going to open it up to the other committee members, and then we'll also end with you having any questions for us. Or go ahead.
I just have one, Philip. On your court update, I noticed you have a court date set in November, but I did notice it said order to show cause. Can you explain that a little bit? Why it's an order to show cause? I said American.
For the one in November?
Correct.
So the stipulation on that traffic ticket was one that the other driver self-reported it. It wasn't anything that the police pulled me over for. With that was a stipulation of me just kind of admitting guilt. And if I could go, I think with the 2 years without another traffic ticket, then that one would get cleared. It wouldn't go on my record. Back in, I think it was August, was up visiting family and got a speeding ticket up in Lehigh. So the order to show cause is if that ticket does end up going on my record, then that would obviously activate the violation of that probation to show cause. And then that driving one down here in Hurricane will go on my record. So it's to show cause of if there was another ticket added to that in that time frame.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the explanation. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So we'll open it up to other committee members, and then we'll go back to you, Philip, if you have any questions or concerns for us. Hey, it doesn't look like we have any questions from the committee members. Philip, do you have any questions or concerns for us?
That was just the one I had that shared with Sharon. If there's any way to you know, reduce supervision to like once a month just for financial causes, but I think she's kind of already answered that one.
Unfortunately, that is correct. We do understand the financial strain that this can put on the individual, And unfortunately, we have to, in order for you to stay in compliance, you do have to abide by the order.
Yeah, I think that was a question of just if that order could be changed, but.
And to my understanding, legally, it can't.
For the whole duration, because my understanding was that was something that would eventually get reduced. Whether it's now or in the future, that wasn't something that would be the full.
At this time, it's not, but it is something that in the future the board can review to see if it can be amended. But at this time, we still need to see more, especially if we want more detail in the supervisor report. So until we get that consistency happening, but it is something that the board can recommend to the division as an amendment in the future, yes.
Okay.
And would that amendment be something that we would approve, or would that go on to the actual board for them?
It would have to go to the...
Correct. So you could make a recommendation, and then it would go to the board, and then it actually then goes to... Right. Brian and the division director.
Does that make sense, Philip? So even if we were to recommend an amendment, it would still have to go on to the board and then to the bureau manager. So there are a few steps with that, and even if we were to recommend that, it may not get approved. So just to know that for the future.
Understandable.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or anything else you want to bring up?
I guess the only other one is obviously, needing more detailed supervisor notes, but if there's anything that the board would recommend or suggestions on, for me moving forward that you'd like to see or recommend, both from either board perspective or professional perspective.
I think the only feedback that we have right now is just really getting those supervision reports to be detailed and to make sure that you're following the requirements for her to sit on the videotape or audio tape at least 2 clinical sessions per month and to be reviewing 20% of your current patient files. So just to have that continuity, consistency, and to make sure that they're on time, that's what we want to see from you right now.
Okay.
And then, of course, to keep taking good care of yourself, following all the other requirements in the order, and then we'll see you back sometime in the future. But based off of our interview today, I am going to make a motion to find you in compliance, and go and ask for a second.
I'll second. Should we take a vote? All in favor, indicate with raised hand or
aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time, Philip, and keep feeling better, and we'll see you in the future.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to try to say your last name, sir, but please correct me. Matahalahe.
It's Mataile.
Mataile? Mataile?
Perfect.
Thanks. You told me last time, and it was just hard to remember.
Thank you for trying.
Well, thank you for being here. You popped on just as we were finishing, that's great. We'll be efficient with your time and respect that. Thank you for coming today. And we're going to hear from Sharon Bennett a bit. Who you've probably been communicating with. She's going to keep us up to date, and then Brian Tease is going to ask questions, and then we'll open it up. So nice to see you today. Hope you're having a nice day.
Yes, so thank you.
Good morning, George. Okay, so update. Last met with the board June 2025. I personally met with George by a video call to discuss his probation. This is a 2-year probation. Tentative end date would be January 2027. George communicated to compliance that he had not been fully honest in all the facilities that he had been working in his profession since approximately, I believe, February 2025. He had informed the division of one facility what he was working at three. I did put in there is a written report in your Spectrum file on the why, and I know George will probably take a minute to explain that. George needed to submit compliance with him. He needed to submit the CVs and the receipt of certification MOUs for each of the supervisors immediately, and I'm happy to say that George did follow through with that and got those documents sent in. They were pre-approved by the bureau manager, and we set them all up on Spectrum, and they've been all three supervisors have been communicating through Spectrum. So primary employment for George, we have Liberty Addiction Recovery. Second is Go Givers, Family Services, and an other, which is a third facility he works at is Foundation. Average is approximately 25 to 30 hours per week. Like I said, the MOU and CVs have been submitted for review on approval for Sean Howard and April Garcia. The only thing I didn't see, and maybe George can give us that update, is his 6 months personal compliance report. In regard to George's Colorado license, George decided to surrender this license due to the requirement to complete random UAs testing on a trip that he was taking while visiting, actually, I believe, Colorado with his daughter. He did not follow this requirement and decided to surrender his Colorado license. And then we do have a court update regarding a traffic court case that driving on a suspended or ever revoked license. So today's motions would be to approve the supervisor for Liberty Addiction, which is Sean Howard, approve the supervisor April Gomez Garcia for Go Givers, and then compliance, a motion for in compliance.
Okay. Good morning, George.
Hello.
How are things going?
They're going as well as they can be, sir.
Good. So I appreciate your attendance to the committee this morning, and I'm wondering what do you think you've learned so far through this process?
But less is more. I'm not a Superman, and I think it's just to have a greater respect for myself and my boundaries, and especially for our profession.
Okay. How are things going with your supervision?
They are wonderful. I meet with each of the three assistant supervisors on a weekly basis, and we review in cases. And I'm thankful for their time and availability.
Okay. Can you tell me about your current charge on driving on a revocated and or revoked license?
Yes, so I have been taking care of that, and it came as that I've updated my license here in the state of Utah, and I haven't paid off the fees yet that I need to take care of in Colorado. So that's one thing that's been holding up in my license.
Okay. Are these the two supervisors, Mr. Howard and Mr. Butler?
Yes, they
are.
Okay. Mr. Howard, can I speak with you for a moment? How do you think things are going with supervision with George?
Very well. Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, I can. Okay. And good morning, and thank you for your presence this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. He's been consistent. He's been very open. As far as I'm concerned on Liberty's side, I'm happy.
Good. Have you been talking about the importance of honesty in the profession and being forthright with what's going on? And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Boundaries has been a consistent topic in our meetings. I personally have never questioned George's honesty about what's been going on. So for what that's worth. But yeah, like I said, he's been very open about boundaries and his struggles with boundaries, and specifically just like he said, when you first started speaking with George, like trying to be Superman and taking on too much, owning too much of what other people are going through.
Yeah.
We've been talking about those things very openly.
Good. Good. You're finding some balance in career and life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, from my perspective. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Butler, how are you doing this morning? And thank you for
good. You're welcome. Yeah, I've had similar experience. I mean, George has been great to work with. I just enjoy the phone calls with him. And if anything, he rats himself out before I can call him on anything. You know, he's very honest to a fault almost at this point. So I don't know if that's overcompensating, but I get a feeling that's his personality, actually. And so I'm kind of, I've never question his honesty either. He's been very upfront.
Good.
And I really enjoy him. I've had several compliments from clients also, which is nice to get, you know, on how they love working with George. So it's been really cool.
Good. George, are you currently seeing a therapist to help you manage your stress and finding balance in your life?
Yeah, so I have not been meeting with a formal and with a therapist, and due to financial obligations. But however, I do participate in a weekly men's support. It's a peer support group at church every Sunday night, and that has been very helpful. And I've been able to build a connection of, I want to say about 5 to 10 men in my church congregation who I'm in contact with on a daily and basis.
Okay. All right, well, that's about all the questions I have for you at this time. I'll open up to the board if anyone else has any questions for George.
George, hi, how are you, George? I have a question. Part of this is my error, so I'm wondering if you could help me and explain to us why there was a delay in reporting everywhere that you were working.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you can give me a moment, please, as I change and location, please.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, great. Can you hear me now, please?
Yes, yep. I can.
Yeah, so again, please, there was no excuse to why I did not end the report. At the same time, that the reasons were, I moved to Utah in December to start a new chapter. And immediately when I moved in January, around January and February, I was immediately told by my family, by my older family members, that I would be taking care and my father would be moving in. My father's in the early stages of dementia, and because I'm the family and social worker, my father moved in. As he moved in, I'm also a caregiver for my sister, who has long-term mental health issues. One of the reasons why I did not report it is because, plainly and simply, I didn't have the power. I did say no. I said that as a single father and as a caregiver, and and so to answer your question and plainly, I didn't have space and place and time and energy, because I just moved and because my father was into the background and making noises and butts. There came a time in and around I want to say June, when I connected, when I connected with Sharon, and that where that my current lifestyle was unsustainable, and so I needed to pull back. And I knew that in order to continue with my F licensure, I needed to and be more transparent about my struggles. And so I'm still continuing, and I'm a proud Polynesian man, and I'm number 9 of 12 kids. And so my family's helping out financially now. It was just a matter of I was on a sinking ship, and I was trying to, I'm still trying to save everybody and so that we don't fall short. And so I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you for explaining that. And I also hope as you're thinking about all of this too, you're really prioritizing and figuring out how to take good care of yourself, right? Because you can't care for anyone in your family or for patients if George isn't taking care of George. So thank you for being so open about that.
You're welcome.
I have a question, if it's okay. How are you doing with your records maintenance? That was an issue in Colorado, it seems. Are you prioritizing that, you know, working professionally? That's one of the commitments you have, is to maintain records so you can, communicate with others and make sure you're accurate with the clients you serve. How's that going?
Yes, so it's been much and better, and as of the past recent months, I have been able to maintain my compliance. Within the 48-hour end window.
I can vouch for that.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, all of us who practice live under those conditions, so we must learn how to get our records closed in a timely fashion. So, and electronically doing that can be challenging and in real time with people and balancing all of that, but it's part of the work we all have to struggle to learn how to do. So hopefully technology in the future will make that even easier. We'll see. But I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? I'll make a motion that George is in compliance with his current probation and stipulations.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, raise your hand.
Hang on, before
and the two supervisors as well.
Oh, and the two supervisors as well. I apologize, man. Thank you.
So that's an approval motion along with a compliance.
That's correct.
Both of the supervisors. Okay,
that's correct.
And I will second all three of those.
Okay, great. Let's take a vote. All in favor, raise or indicate with an aye.
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 Good Thanks. Job, George. Keep moving forward.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye. You're welcome to stay if you wish. We did take a break. I'll just check in with everybody and see, do we need another one or can we proceed with some of the discussion and action items that we're a little bit ahead of schedule on, or quite a bit ahead of schedule on, but.
Yes, please. I could use a little comfort break.
Could you use a break? Okay, let's take a 10-minute break. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
You're back earlier? Yep. Okay.
Thank you.